Good evening to everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio. And this evening, I want to turn your mindset around about life. Something that I just expanded into this evening, in fact. Rather than look at people and see what you dislike about them, what can you give them to expand them? And, you know, that just opened up a whole new avenue for me when I started thinking this. And how is prosperity a phobia? We're afraid of prosperity. How does that feel, just flat out admitting it? And it sounds like it's crazy, but how is it that we live in it? You know, and how is it we get scared of everything we desire and we stay away from it because to get there is a little few challenges. But here's the question I had to ask myself this week. How am I always waiting for something? How's putting it off always work for me? And what good is it? And I really expanded into that this week, and I started to understand it's quite unique the way everything plays out in my life. You know, the thing I've learned most is, and it actually happened, let me just back up. I'm going to make this a real life event because it's very true. I went to Dream Sculpting School with Bennett Steller. And it come down to me coming up this weekend and finishing. I said, no, I'll wait because I'm working a job at 710s. I still work as an electrician. I admit it. And I said, I'll just wait. I will wait. And I will do it afterwards. And I'll do it next month in San Diego. Well, I didn't make it out of the Sedona city limits, and I said, I'm coming this weekend, and I decided I'm going to do something more. But here's the real thing. What it's done for me is why wait? You're going to go through the same challenges, same everything, so just get the challenges and get everything going. Because a challenge is actually a dance of success. But we're so caught up in everything that's wrong, we're afraid to give the world what it needs. We want to hold back. I catch myself doing this all the time. And, you know, when I quit doing that, I started doing this. But, you know, instead of disliking people or hating something, what can I give it to make it better? That is something I really expanded into. And I really started to understand. And something else I understand is the spiritual world and the coaching world, we want to play in yesterday, and we want to play it that everybody has a challenge and there's something wrong with them, rather than play in the field of I can expand into my desired desires. We always want to wait for something else. That's the biggest thing I see in the coaching and the spiritual world, is we're always waiting for something else. Rather than engaging, we wait, and we wait, and we wait. I'll do it next week, and we wait, and we'll do it next week. And I've done that for most of my life. I admit it now. I didn't say I liked it. I just am admitting it. And that opens me up to letting it go. Because if you can't admit it, you can't get it. And that's a true statement. And see, that's where we really get inflamed and blamed here in life, is we're afraid to admit it to get it. And we hold on to everything like it's a boat anchor. And we set anchor and we put that anchor into yesterday and we stay there no matter what happens. And that is something that I can embellish and admit to really easy. But we get so caught up in it. How is that you? Do you want to admit to get free, or do you want to stay the same? that is something I really have to open my eyes to and expand into, because it's just a new way to live and experience life. And I'm really starting to like this and really starting to embellish it more when I play the game and get into the game of life. But it's really the game of fame. It's first class astuteness, magnetizing epiphany. And that's where we really get moving forward and we start living a life of a spontaneity. You know, that's kind of where it goes, and that's what opens up for us. And that's what we do in life, is we get too caught up in everything we have to do, and that's all we do. And then we get locked and blocked in it, and then we stop doing what we're supposed to do, and then we get all worried about it. And then we get frustrated when things don't work out, but we're sat there hiding on everything. And I've done that, expecting everybody to do it and everybody to do something, but nobody does anything, especially me. Because it is not up to anybody else but me to do this thing. And if I do that, I open things up for myself. And I really, and then I really become more open to winning. But what happens when life deals me a bunch of sour apples? It deals me sour apples. That's it. And, you know, the thing is, it ain't the sour apples. How do I make sweet apple cider out of it? And, you know, and what I really is, what am I afraid to give to the world so I can receive it? You got to receive and give at exactly the same time, but you got to receive what you desire. And everything else. But you can't just sit there and wait for it. You got to be patient, but you got to keep a focus. And that's where we really get in trouble. Because, not in trouble, but that's where we face our challenges. We're afraid to engage in that rainbow wisdom within and color the world with our charisma. And what would happen if you chose to pay your way forward and do everything just the way you choose and really make it come out right and enjoyable for you? See, it isn't giving money to the world. It's about giving everything else to the world that you choose to experience. But what is it that you're afraid to experience? It isn't the wealth and success. It's afraid of experiencing it because we don't have a blueprint for that. All we have is a blueprint for is struggle, work, and everything has to be hard. But what if it's not hard? It's easy. What if it's easy? What would happen there? What would happen if life was easy? Because we're the ones making it hard. You know what I'm saying? And when we do this, life becomes more grand. But what I really, really expanded into understanding is my life can get as good as I choose it to do when I quit playing in somebody else's game, playing my game. So what is it that you're really holding back that you really don't think is there, but it is there? and see, something I really expanded into, to expand my parents, I have to give them something I feel they need. They're requiring to expand. So how is that playing out in the real world? And how is that really opening you and me up to live a better life? Because, you know, we're too busy trying to take from each other to give to each other. And it isn't money. Sometimes it's wisdom, a kind word, and everything else in life that really opens us up and lets us play in the game of prosperity. But who doesn't play in the prosperity of the game? You know, that is something that really allowed me to do this when I really stepped into the game and playing it in a different way. But you know, how is prosperity how is living prosperity and money scaring everybody? And how does it hold us away from it? Because we have no imprint or image of it. How is large amounts of money scaring people because they have no images of it? You know? I know I'm guilty. And I'm really guilty. But, you know, here's something of it. I don't have to be guilty. I can be guiltless the rest of my life. Admitting it and getting it out there really opens you up to play in another game of life and really allows you to be free in your inner spree. But, you know, when I chose to quit waiting for tomorrow like I did Sunday, or Saturday night when I come back and make my choice to step forward, is it all here? No. Is it going to take some severe awakenings and getting along with the rest of the world to do this? Oh, yeah. Very much so. But here's the thing. I'm really ready to take the path and step into the world and do everything I'm supposed to understand I'm grand and to understand where I'm at in life and how fun it is to experience life in every way. Something that's really has procrastinated me all my life and caused me being a cash deal is I've had the talent. Everybody encompasses the talent. But what I did is I was thinking that I wouldn't have to go through and do the inner confessions that I do. And that's something I really have to do, chose to do. It's called address it, confess it, and bless it all at the same time. And that makes it, I didn't say easy, but it makes it free. And that's what I chose to do, is to make myself free. You know, it isn't what I can take from the world. The world will give me tenfold of what I give it. So what do I need to get? What do I choose to give people? What innovative instruments do I choose to give to the people to expand their life and open up their eyes to their enterprising wise and to live for their capitalistic endeavors? You know, capitalism wasn't what's wrong with this country. It's because the rest of us are afraid to engage in the game of it. And, you know, wealthy people step forward when people like me step backward. And that is something I'm really starting to understand. It's about my stepping backwards is where I get my full-blown challenges and live whatever it is. But as I open my eyes to this, I really play in another game of life and really free myself to understand life expands through me when I expand inside me. And that is something that I really, really You know, that's something it is. How does that feel? Life expands through me. That's when I set free my enterprising person to really experience life in a bolder, brighter way. That really has some excitement to it when I choose to understand life expands through me. But it sets me free to give people the world the innovative instruments to internalize newborn sapience, tantalizing real ubiquity, magnetizing everyday nirvana, tantalizing surpluses of wealth and success to come my way. Because I am really ready and open to give people the new wisdom of life. And that is something that I really, really stand to win when I give what I have internally to the world free of charge. The world will allow me to set the prices and that is something that just come to me, and I'm sorry, I apologize. I had to write that down, or I might not remember it. But see, the right price isn't what I think it is. It's what the universe feels it is. The right people come to the right price. When I really open up to understand this and open my inner dialogue, and see, when I quit and I look to give people rather than take from people, I start seeing everybody in a more bright, bold way. And how does that really open up and allow me to feel the freedom of life expands through me? And that opened up a whole new paradigm of success in me. And when you allow the universe to charge your prices, how does that unattach me from it? And that is something that really blows me away when you see this and it allows you to do this, because it takes you being worried and all fearful about what's and when you open up to understand this, I just become freer and freer as I'm speaking here. And, you know, when you're mad at somebody or angry at somebody, what do I have to give them to expand them? Because what I give to them expands me. And that just sets me free in a whole new world, in a whole new way. Because I'm just renting this life to expand. That's all I'm doing. And so I set myself free in a big, bold way. And that takes away everything I've ever known to really analyze and energize who I am. But as I talk here, I am having an epiphany just being on the radio. And that allows me to expand into a newborn Maharashi, expanding the world, because it is the people I expand is the people I choose to be with and live and have fun and allow myself all the time there is to be there. But as I move forward, I really let go of some different things. So where in my life am I caught up in just normal waiting for tomorrow activities? And that really opens me up to this. If I'm billionaire bold and the universe charges my prices, who's winning my game of life? I am. And same as you, when you allow the universe to charge your prices, you open up a whole new ball game. And that sets me up to read something to you from Fear is My Friend. And as Fear is My Friend, expanding his new revelations, I opened up to I'm Scared, sends my savvy canonizing astuteness our awesomeness, revving up everyday discernment, because it's when I really engage in me and I give what I'm willing to expand into to the world free of charge and let the universe charge all the ethers what I'm worth, the price isn't about me. The price of my fees are about what the universe says I can charge. And that takes all the power and gives it to the ethers of the universe, and that sets me free to do whatever I choose. And that is something that just allows me to be more open to receive the wisdom, to give the wisdom, to expand life through me, and it open other people's eyes to their wisdom, innovation, talent, and their gallant courage to ride into their game of life and win who they are and be free to see that life opens up when I stop playing in the game of everything else. But freedom comes when I open up. And the more open I come and the bigger the challenge and more the distaste in my mouth, the more I choose to give, because I forgive me and give the other person what they require to expand through life takes the animosity out of my life. Opening up a freedom to play another way. And when this all set in, it really opened me up and allowed me to expand in a better way. So today, what is going on in your life that you're waiting for tomorrow to do anything with? And how have you been waiting all your life? That's a question I had to ask myself coming out of Sedona. And the universe and the ethers, and if you're charging too cheap, that will keep people away also. If you're not charging what your inner self is worth, you're going to be kept away. And I have no clue what that all is and how it's going to go forward in life and be something and open the life up the way you choose it to be and choose it to experience. But where in your life are you waiting and you postponed it? I've done it twice and I didn't do it this time. I did it with Linda, a friend of mine named Linda called me and wanted me to go to a Joe Vitale seminar. I said, no, I'm on my way to here and I had to do this. Well, I waited. And then I waited some more. But in reality, I postponed my life. When you wait, you postpone. That is something that life really, really never, ever let you forget, because it keeps playing out and playing out until you take that step forward. And that is something that I understand now. And I'm excited. Dream Sculpting this weekend, NLP next weekend, and expand more and more every day through life. That allows me to win my game of life in every way. But how does that allow you to win your life, the listener's life, to expand into it? And my books are called I Approve of Me, Sets Me Free, allows me to win my game of life and open up my eyes to to what everything is as begins and does everything I choose it to do. I have my website, my author's website is amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. My website's cowboy-wisdom.com. And how would it feel to allow the universe? And what Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality is all about is about winning in every way. And it's about having fun and doing things in the right way. But what are we afraid and we wait because we want it easy rather than get into it and get it done? That's been my challenge my whole life right there. I just put it out there and I hope it expands people's life. And as I see this, I really open up to a brand new way of winning my game of life and seeing how life plays today in another way, because life happens when we're waiting for something good to come. And that is something that I really, really, really am open to now. I think I just shut my computer off.
Anyway,
I can't believe I just done that. Anyway, I know it's over.